Go, right there.
Just after the morning bell in front of Houtling Elementary School, Julie Tibbles points to something that she has become very familiar with.
There you go, parked in the yellow, gets out, let his kids out, walk in front of his car where they can't see. It's just, and he probably doesn't even realize that his kids can't see around his car.
Tibbles is a parent of two at the school, and over the last year, she has had several scary moments on the street herself.
My daughter and I were standing at that crosswalk waiting to cross, and there was a large truck right up against a crosswalk in the yellow part. And standing on the sidewalk, I looked as best I could, didn't see anyone coming, and we went to step out. And as the second we were just about to step beyond the truck, and see, we've got a van now parked.
She interrupts to point out another parking violation.
In the driveway area. So as soon as we were about to step out, again, I mean, you can just stand here all day and watch.
Parking against the yellow curb blocks oncoming drivers' ability to see someone standing at the crosswalk.
So as soon as we were about to step out away from the truck in the crosswalk, this car, obviously speeding, just flies past us. Just about took my head off, and you know, I grabbed my daughter and jerked her back, and we were okay, but that driver, I don't think they ever saw us.
Despite a recent paint job, the yellow doesn't do much to deter parents who are in a hurry and left with few legal options to drop their kids off. At the beginning of the school year, Tibbles, alongside three other parents, formed the Student Safety Committee. Their first priority was to make the start of school safe. Tibbles says she felt like the issue wasn't getting traction, so she had a meeting with Superintendent Bob Boyle. Soon after that, she was walking around school property with borough staff. Last week, about 40 parents, teachers, and neighbors sat in child-sized chairs at the school library to talk about construction. Jonathan Lappin from the Planning Department presented two options.
At this point, we're not really making a decision. At this point, we're asking for input. Some ideas have been floated. We came up with some thoughts. We want to present it to you folks to get your input. Maybe you think it's a bad idea. Maybe you know something we don't.
The first option made a tight loop behind the school, and the second looped around the field further back. During discussion, a third option came up that would move the bus drop-off and expand a parking lot in front of the school into a grassy area that's never used. Tibbles knows that construction may take a long time, and she's working on a short-term fix as well.
We have sent out three different letters home with students asking for parent volunteers to come be crossing guards. Right now, we had absolutely zero parents offer to volunteer.
They need equipment for that, too. After scouring district storage, they found one cone and one stop sign. While accounts vary on how long the traffic on Baranoff has been a safety concern, there is a consensus that has gotten worse. Houtling serves as a pickup center for kids busing north to Point Higgins Elementary and south to Fawn Mountain. There's also traffic from Revilla Alternative School across the street, Ketchikan High School down the block, Holy Name Catholic School around the corner, and nearby residents. Some residents have not been happy with the proposed changes and have brought complaints to Tibbles directly. Living in Ketchikan 3 years, she says at times she still feels like an outsider, but she thinks that has also helped her see a problem that has become normal for others. She says the past few weeks of heated discussion has been an emotional roller coaster.
No matter how many sleepless nights I have, no matter how many days I cry at Starbucks, I know I'm doing the right thing for these kids, and their lives are worth it. Even though, you know, a new drive getting put in may not happen until my kids are out of Houtling, it is still worth the fight for those kids to come.
About 3 years ago, a kindergartner was hit and injured in a crosswalk in front of the school. The next year, a crossing guard appeared, but soon after, disappeared. Tibbles says she doesn't want to wait until someone is killed before student safety is improved. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.